Praise be to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. A young man decided to raise chickens. So he goes to an old farmer's house, purchases 100 of them, gathers them all up, brings them back to his land. And about a week later, in desperation, he calls the old farmer for help. And the old farmer comes, and the young man takes him out to the back field, and out across the land is nothing. Before the old man can say anything, the young man looks at him, exasperated, and says, "I just don't understand. Did I plant them too deep, or did I not water them enough?" We think we know what the problem is. It had nothing to do with the old farmer. They had nothing to do with those chickens. It had everything to do with the young man and his inability to plant the seed or the chickens and to raise them. You see, success or failure is all on his shoulders. And for chickens, for farmers, that might be okay. But for souls, it's another story. And if the soul of another person rests on my ability and my ability alone to plant that seed, then I'll tell you, I don't want to plant. That's too much responsibility for me. But you see, in our passage in Isaiah, God assures us that it doesn't rest solely on our shoulders. It rests on His. And what a blessing that is to be assured, to be promised that it's His Word, it's His work, and not ours. In Isaiah today we read this, "As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it." You see, if God wanted those chickens to grow, He would have had them grow right from the ground. They would have come up. To the old man's amazement, to the young man's satisfaction. And that's the same with people. We're called to bring the good news, the great news of the gospel to everyone, anyone who will listen. But we're not to concern ourselves with the ultimate result of those efforts. God's Word will not return empty. God's Word will not return void. But that doesn't mean that we don't have some responsibility. We can't simply take that seed and throw it out without concern, without worry. We can't, in other words, set a goal to empty our pack of gospel seeds as quickly as we can. See, when you listen to the gospel passage, listen for our responsibility. Many times we focus in on the seed, and the seed is so important, but listen for our responsibility. Starting in verse 18, Jesus says, "When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of his life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it." Our goal is to plant seeds. It's to plant every seed. But it's also to nurture and care for it. Because without the seed, without the gospel, there's nothing. It's just barren land. And without the seed, there would never be anything but barren land. And you see, that's why Jesus came down from heaven. That's why He lived a perfect life and suffered and died and was abandoned by His Father and turned away from. It was because there was no good soil to be found on this earth. There weren't even rocky or thorny patches. All that was there was hardened ground. Ground that rejected the very seed that God wanted to plant. But when Christ came to the earth, He picked up His cross and He planted it right there in that field of sin. And there, in the midst of His enemies, in that abandonment of His Father, He received the wrath that we all deserve. And His blood fell upon that hardened ground and it softened it, making it possible for seed to grow. And although that ground is softened, that ground is our mission field. And it starts in our home, and it extends to our neighbors, and our city, and our state, and our country, in our world. It's a field where we do find fertile ground. Ground that has already received the gospel and it's already been planted and it's taken root. But there's also ground that's hardening, where the blood of Christ is drying and nothing good is growing. And that's our field. The good and the bad. And that's where we're placed. And we're not simply called to toss seed, but to plant. To walk into the field, into the midst of the thorny bushes of life, into the rocky paths of consumerism. And we're called to do one thing, and that's to build the relationship. To care not about just the message, but also about the receiver. to do everything we can to prepare that soil to receive that seed. And we're called to teach them to understand what is expected to grow. You see, we're not just farmers. We're cultivators. We're people that get our hands dirty and work that ground in preparation for the wonderful seed of the gospel. So today I challenge you. Go into the field. Go into the world and cultivate. Start small. Maybe it's your family. Maybe you don't pray as a family over your meals. Start that today. Maybe as a family, you don't gather together and read God's Word. Start that today. Go out into your neighborhood. The neighbor that needs help. And be the hands and the feet to serve. Making ways to plant that gospel seed. And you can think of other ideas all over your world, at work, and in your community. But wherever you start, start today, and plant the seed of the gospel. Will you pray with me? Lord, continue to work in me to keep the soil of my soul receptive to your seed. Continue to work in me to cultivate and prepare the soil of others so that they too receive you. Give me hands that stay dirty, a staff that never empties, and a heart that never stops serving. And as I look back from where I came, show me a harvest that you have produced through me. In your name we pray. Amen.